Huh? That sound. What is that? Is that crying? Is that crying? I have not heard crying like this in a long, long time. It isn't an animal crying. Is that a human? A person? Yes. Yes, that sounds like human crying. Wait, does that mean people? Are there people down here? No. Oh no, they must have fallen in. They're trapped, just like me. No, 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 don't cry out like that. If you do, they'll hear you. No, 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 they've heard you. They know you're down here. If they find you, no, 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 I can't let them get to you. The Wendigos! Faster, I have to go faster. I have to find you. Damn, I can hear them all around me. They're stampeding toward you, ready to swarm like carrion birds after a carcass. The Wendigos, starved beyond the brink of both madness and death, crave any living, breathing creature that is unfortunate enough to come anywhere near their chasm. There hasn't been a person anywhere near this mountain since those kids and that man with this heinous fire-spitting machinery. Since then, however long it's been, there have only been the animals indigenous to this mountain. Not even so much as a lost traveler to soothe their lust for blood. Not that a Wendigo's hunger can ever be sated. No, no, your cries have gotten louder, more frantic, more desperate. I know I'm close to you, but then so are they. They're practically on top of you, aren't they? They're scattering around you, forcing you to go down the pathways they want, just so that they can trap you. Wendigos may be savage beasts, but they are also frighteningly clever. They take on the voices of others. They lure you in, plead for help. They fool you to lower your guard. And when you reach out for help, they snatch you up, drag you away, never to be heard from again. In the worst case scenario, should you evade them, you will be trapped down here. They will never allow you to leave. They will watch every exit, every entrance, everywhere that they assume that will allow you to escape them. Before long, you will dehydrate. You will starve. The madness of starvation will take hold. And should there not be a single forest creature for you to feed on, and you happen upon the human scraps of a Wendigo, the curse that ensnared these lost souls will also ensnare you. Should you decide to eat the flesh of any human parts that you find around here, the madness that takes hold of the Wendigos will take you. And before long, you will become one of them. It is a fate far worse than death, because death will never come. Sound just now. That was falling. The sound of a body falling. You're close. But if you fell, Oh no, you could be hurt. You won't be able to escape. This is where you fell off. And you've been bleeding this whole time. Oh dear. No. They want the smell of blood. It makes their mouths water and their stomachs rumble. I have to get to you. I'm so close. If I reach you first, perhaps, just maybe. I can hear you. You're dragging your foot. I was right. You are hurt. You don't stand a chance like that. Just hold on. I am coming. Hold on. There you are. Oh, thank God. I found you. Oh, I was right. You hurt your leg. You're dragging it. And you're bleeding everywhere. Judging from what you're wearing, you must have been hiking. A hapless hiker, falling into these damn caves again. You poor, poor bastard. Well, don't worry. I'm here now. The others won't be able to get to you now. Because there won't be anything left by the time I'm finished with you. Hungry. Hungry. So hungry. Hungry. Hungry, hungry, hungry!